Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlow. We are your number one Christian internet radio.
Let's go! What's up? Praise the Lord. Everybody, this is Prophetess Rita Forlow of GABRadio.org. That's Great Awakening Christian Radio. And y'all already know, we are here 24-7. You can listen to powerful gospel music, interviews from Christian authors to ministers of the gospel. And I want you guys to go and download the app at the Google Play Store. Just type in Great Awakening Christian Radio, and you will see our logo and download it. So don't forget, also submit your prayer request. That's GABRadio36@gmail.com. And I just want to hang out with you guys today. I want to introduce all of our listeners out there in GAB Radio. I want to first of all thank God for each and every one of you. I am honored to be here with you guys. I see you guys are all over the United States and all over the world, Germany, Italy, and I just thank God for each and every one of you that stopped by. So woohoo! Now, I want to tell you guys some great and powerful news. If you tune in here every Mondays, it's going to be Monday through Saturdays, okay? Every Monday through Saturdays at noon, that is going to be with Prophetess Sherita Forlow. Woohoo! All right. Prophetess Sherita Forlow, we are doing our new broadcast, starting a new broadcast, Holy Noon Talk broadcast, Monday through Saturdays at noon, okay? And this is Eastern time. So, again, that's Holy Noon Talk broadcast with Prophetess Sherita Forlow, Monday through Saturdays, right here at GABRadio.org. So tell your family, tell your friends, get them on the air. You can actually download the app again, and then also www.gabradio.org. You can type that into any internet browser, and you will be able to listen in. So, and we also have a call-in number. You can listen live at 641-793-9495. Again, that's 641-793-9495. So we're going to jump right into the topic. Again, we're here every day, Monday through Saturdays. We're going to jump into the topic right now. Today we're talking about acceptance, feeling accepted, okay? Feeling accepted by man, feeling accepted. Everybody want to feel accepted because we're human beings. Amen. So we're going to pray real quick. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for supernatural increase, supernatural miracles, and supernatural manifestations of your glory. And we give you honor, praise. Father God, I pray that you touch this broadcast, touch the listeners, and touch those that are discouraged, that may be bound. We pray that the shackles be broken when they hear the word of the Lord. Father God, we thank you that all things are working for our good because we love you. And Father God, we ask for forgiveness of sin. And we just give you the glory, honor, and praise. Father God, allow this radio station to go worldwide, all over the world, and people will just get healed, delivered, and set free. We thank you for this avenue. We thank you for this radio ministry, Father God, that is allowing the word of God to go forth. And we thank you that for increase and everything that you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right? So we're going to jump right on in. Acceptance by God is more important than being accepted by man, okay? Acceptance by God is more important than being accepted by man. See, the world has already taught us, you know, when you was in middle school and elementary, the kids will ask you, do you want to be your friend? Do you want to play together? And if guess what? If nobody wanted to play with you in school, you was not going to be popular because nobody don't want to fellowship or talk to or, you know, build a connection with somebody that don't know anyone. And so this has been put in us since middle school and in elementary school that you're not important if you don't have a group of people following you or a group of people hanging out with you or friends, that you're not important. But the devil is a liar. See, the satanic system, which is the worldly system, the way the world works, again, if you're not people into you, maybe in your looks, maybe into, you know, what you wear, or maybe into your shoes. You know, a lot of times in school, you try to wear the biggest, the nicest hairstyle. You try to wear the best clothes, the best name brand, the best shoes, and you thought that was going to bring you more friends and more popularity. But when in reality, all it did draw attention to you, but it drew the wrong attention because the people didn't want you. They didn't care about you. They didn't care about your feelings. They didn't care about your heart. They just wanted to get what they could get out of the deal. Amen. So you want to be accepted by men, but you want to be accepted all for the wrong reasons. If somebody going to accept you, accept my flaws, glory to God. Accept that I'm not perfect. Accept that I may make some mistakes. Accept my personality. I may not always be in the best mood, but accept the fact that I'm just having a bad day. When people accept you, they accept the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that's what I love about God, because God don't look at the outer appearance. The Bible said that God looks at the inner man. He judges the heart. He judges the motive. He don't care about what you look like on the outside. He can care less how big you are. He can care less how tall you are. He can care less about how you look. God isn't concerned about the condition of your heart. And you need people in your life that's going to accept you for your heart, glory to God, and not what you have to offer. So being accepted by God is more important than being accepted by man, because man will leave you, glory to God. Man will forsake you, but Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll be there even until the end of the world. Glory to God, hallelujah. And see, what man will do, they will use you up and spit you out. When you're popular, they're with you. And then when your fame go down, all of a sudden, where everybody yet. Now you're by yourself. You're going through. You're sad by yourself. Now you're looking around. What happened to everybody? Because they were taking advantage of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because these people never had the mind of Christ. These people never been renewed in their mind. These people could care less about God. And you're running around chasing fame and chasing fortune. But when you hit rock bottom, nowhere, nobody is there to be found. Then you realize that all you have is God. Don't wait to hit rock bottom to know that all you have is God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are people that come in your life to come to drain the living daylights out of you. They come to drain you for everything you got. And then when you are empty, they are gone to the next person to take advantage of. Hallelujah. God, he accept you because he said, I gave my only begotten son that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So he accepted us because he created us. He know all about us. He know all our flaws. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So God knows all of our flaws. Amen. He knows. He don't run off. He don't run when all of a sudden, oh, I don't like your personality. Oh, I don't want to. But God will stay right there with you. God will. He'll keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. He will stay right there with you and work with you and say, I know this is a flaw. Character flaw, and I know you need help in this. I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to mentor you. I'm going to encourage you through the Holy Spirit. I'm going to lead you and guide you. I'm going to make you a better person, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But it is man that look at your personality and your flaws, and they say that you'll never be nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They'll say that you'll never amount to nothing because you're not, you don't act the way they want you to act. I'm here to encourage you today to not worry about being accepted by man, but worry about being accepted by God. Because when you accept his son, Jesus Christ, you first of all, even if you never accept his son, Jesus Christ, you are already accepted. But God is just waiting for you to say, yes, I received the gift of salvation. Glory to God. God has already have his hand out. Do you receive it? All you got to do is just take a step forward through faith and reach up and grab your gift, and God is going to give you more love. You'll be able to feel that love. See, that's something when you don't have God on your side and you don't feel God, you don't can't really feel him because you haven't connected with him. You haven't touched the hem of his garment. You haven't made a connection. You haven't even talked to him. That's why you can't feel him. That's why you can't feel his love. But he'll send his love through people and ministers. Glory to God. He'll send his love through people. Glory to God. But God wants to touch you. He wants to reach your heart. Glory to God. He wants to let you know that you can come as you are. That you don't have to fix yourself up to be approved by man. You don't have to fix yourself up and to be accepted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the Bible says all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. Amen. So in the social sense, to be accepted is to be received by others in a positive way. To be considered worthy of friendship and respect. Everybody want friendship. Everybody want respect. The Bible says if you show yourself friendly, you'll receive friends. But in the world that we're living in, you could be the nicest person in the world. Somebody gonna always find something wrong with you. So you can't please people, but you have to aim to please God. See, people will judge your outer appearance because they may be jealous of something you have that they don't have. They'll be jealous of something that you have that they've been praying for years that God to bless them with. But guess what? God can't do it for them because they're jealous of everybody else because they want what others have, and God can't bless. So a lot of times people be rejecting you. A lot of times people reject you and won't accept you because you have what they want. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Lord understands your need to feel accepted. Everybody, I don't care how big you are. I don't care how famous you are. Everybody want to be accepted. Have you ever seen these famous people? You would never guess that why they would kill themselves. You would never guess that they're battling suicidal thoughts. And you got all that money, but you still suicidal. You're rich and famous, but you still depressed. Happened last year. Someone, a lady killed herself, and she was a famous designer. She was a famous, and she still was suicidal. Glory to God. That's why you can't worry about people. You can't worry about how people will lead you to the grave. Amen. Don't you know you got more evil people in the world than godly people in the world? Amen. Glory to God. But evil people will lead you in the grave. Hallelujah. They'll chew you up and they'll spit you out. Glory to God. How do you think the devil move and operate in the earth? The devil move and operate through evil people who are not submitted to God, who can care less about God, who don't acknowledge God, and as a matter of fact, they even think they are God. Hallelujah. And they can care less about you. But you want to be connected to all these types of people that hate your God, that hate Jesus Christ, that won't even say live on national television that they are a Christian. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, when you want acceptance, you'll fall for anything. When you want acceptance, you'll fall for a lie. Even if it could be a lie and you'll fall for it. Let me make sure I'm talking clear here. Even if it's a lie, you'll fall for it because you want acceptance that bad. And wanting acceptance is a spirit of bondage. It's a spirit of bondage when you want to you want to be accepted so bad that you're willing to sacrifice your belief system to be accepted by demonic man. Glory to God. And God want to break that thing off you. If you have to walk alone with God, walk alone with Jesus. That's why he sent you the Holy Spirit, so you don't have to be alone. The disciples, when they heard that Jesus had to go up to heaven, they were sad. But Jesus said, don't feel sad because I have a helper for you that will lead you and guide you and show you the way. You don't have to worry about being alone. That's why he sent the helper. You may not have the husband, but you have the helper. You may not have a wife, but you have the helper. You may not have a friend, but you have the helper, which is the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I know in the natural realm, we want to feel somebody. We want to touch and make sure that they're. But God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. All you got to do is lean and depend on him, and he'll become a reality to you. He'll wake up. You'll begin to build a relationship with Jesus Christ, and it will be a reality to you. Hallelujah. You'll see God in the stupid things. You'll get so close to God, God will be talking to you. When you walking down the road, God will speak to you. He'll turn a flower and turn that into a word. God know how to speak to his children. And so you can get so connected to God where you can care less about what man talking about. You can get so connected to God that you can care less about what man wants you to do. But you're moved. You're no longer moved by man. See, you, when you want acceptance from man, you're moved by man. You're moved by their approval. You're moved by their agenda. Glory to God. But when you accept it, when you accept it by God, glory to God, and you accept the call of God in your life, and you accept the free gift, which is the Holy Ghost, and you accept everything that God wants to give us, guess what? Then you can do exceedingly. Then God can use you to do exceedingly and then and abundantly, and he can move in your life supernaturally. Amen, because you cast your cares upon him, and he's obligated to bless those who trust in him. Glory to God. Amen. You can put your trust in man all day, but man will always fail you. I don't care how much you trust and try to, or when you, don't you know when you want acceptance, that's a form of trust? Because now you open your spirit up to that person. You'll do anything to die. You'll die for their friendship. Who cares? Amen. If you're not, you don't have to compromise the gospel of Jesus Christ for friendship. You don't have to compromise the gospel of Jesus Christ to be connected to people that don't even want God. Yeah, they got the platforms. Yeah, they got the money. Yeah, they got the fame, but they hate God. And so you're willing to jeopardize your relationship with God to please man. And God doesn't operate like that. That's a part of your flesh that hasn't died yet. When you get to a point where you could care less who come and go out of your life, and you just trusting in God, you just trust God for your life, you're not complaining about your life, you accept your life, you done did everything that God asked you to do, you're humble, you're loving, you accept the Son Jesus, you pray, you worship, you have a pure heart, you have a heart that's full of compassion, you don't have evil motives, and you have done everything God told you to do, you could care less who come in and out of your life. Because many people that come, truth be known, many people that come into your life, they're coming to take from you, or they're coming to shake your faith, or they're coming to do something to stop you from doing what they wish they could do. But the Lord understands our need to feel accepted. He understands your need to feel accepted, but he want to break that thing off you because you're already accepted. He understands your need, but that don't mean that he's going to honor your need. He know what you need. That's why he said he sent the helper for a man to have a wife to have a husband. So there's a help. There, God got help, but you got to wait. You got to be still and wait on the Lord. And you got to ask God for discernment so you know when people come into your life that they're not coming to aggravate and frustrate the destiny and the calling that God has planned for you. You got to be able to rightfully divide, okay, is this person sent by God or this person a satanic? Pray for every connection that comes into your life. I don't care what you have to do. Sometimes you may have to fast, you have to pray, you got to do whatever you got to do, pray and ask God and say, is this person sent by Satan or is this from you? And starting in 2019, pray over everybody. Pray over everybody. Don't even accept them until God say yes or no. Amen. But God doesn't want you to be so concerned with approval. God is going to open doors for you. You just got to stay faithful in a few things. Some people are compromising themselves for doors to open up in their life, and they're sinning, and they're doing things just for doors to open up because they want to feel accepted. But guess what? The moment you try to say something against them, they're going to kick you off their platform. The moment you say something against their tradition, against their religion, against whatever God told you to speak that is not in the Word of God, they're going to kick you off their platform. So you might as well just sit and wait on God to bless you with the right people that's going to bless your life. Amen? Amen. Amen. But it's not good for a man to feel alone. It's not good for a man to even be alone. That's why he sent the helpmate. Amen. A lot of you are waiting on husbands. A lot of you are not husbands, but you know what I mean. A lot of you are waiting on your husband. You're waiting on your wife. Amen. And God's going to bless you with that, but you got to be patient. You can't be so quick to open up and so acceptance to every woman you see or so acceptance to every man you see. You got to know how to see. You have to know how to sense the spirit of God. Amen. Because if you just going by, that person attracted from the outside, you're going to miss God. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're not talking about marriage and stuff today. I just want to let you know God is going to send you. God is going to send you who you desire. But your ways got to first be pleasing God. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our desire for acceptance, like so many of our other needs, is one that the Lord himself wants to be the first to meet. God wants to meet that need of acceptance. He wants to fill that hole, that loneliness. You can get married all day long. That don't mean that desire to be accepted is going to go away. See, because God accepts you when nobody else doesn't. He accepts your faults. He accepts everything about you. You know, sometimes you get with these people and you start dating, they trying to change who you are. Wait on the Lord to send you somebody that gets you. It'll be a perfect fit. It may not. Other people may not understand your marriage or understand your commitment or whoever you're dating at that time, but God understands. Amen. And I pray that God gives you the desires of your heart, even when it comes down to marriage. Amen, because it will fit. It will make sense when you meet that person that God has designed for your personality. Amen. Hallelujah. I've come to encourage you today to put away that feeling of feeling accepting and feel wanted. Amen. God has already accepted you. Amen. He's already approved of you. He's already received you because you received his son. Don't you know when you receive Jesus Christ, you now have access to the blessings. You now have access to anything that God has to offer. Love, joy, peace, happiness. And it's a continuing love. It's a continuing joy. Amen. You're already accepted. You're already loved. All you got to do is receive it. Amen. I receive love. I receive joy. I receive my peace. It's through Jesus Christ that lives in me. Hallelujah. You are accepted because you have accepted his son. Amen. You're not rebuke that low self-esteem. You are going to make it. You are more than how people treat you. You are wonderful, and you are great. Amen. Start speaking positive over your life and over your mind, and rebuke those negative thoughts and rebuke all that garbage people have told you over the years about you. It's a lie. But God thinks more of you, and God wants to heal you. He said he has not come to harm us. He has come to heal us and protect us from evil men. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Amen. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. He accepts us for who we are. You are wonderful. You are a great person. You may have some ups and downs. You may have some areas in your life you need to clean up, but that's what the Holy Spirit is for. The Holy Spirit is to help you. Don't make people make you feel bad for being who you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Do everything you could do to be all that God created you to be. Do everything you could do to be all that God created you to be, and they still won't be happy for you. Deal with it. That's life. But who God has for you, there's an old saying, who God has for you is for you. Amen. I also want to tell you that we must not let our desire to be accepted by others supersede our desire to please God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said that, I forgot the name of the apostles, but they said, I'd rather serve God than man. I'd rather please God before man. Amen. Hallelujah. I'd rather serve God than try to do what you want me to do and disobey God to do what you want me to do. That's witchcraft. If you want me to reject God and accept what you want me to do, you want me to turn my back on God to do what you want me to do. It don't work like that. Amen. But we must not let our desire to be accepted by others supersede our desire to please the Lord. Strive. Do everything you can do to please God. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll send the right people in your life. You just got to be patient and enjoy the waiting process. Enjoy, be thankful, and the people that he has already sent into your life. How can you appreciate new people if you can't even appreciate the ones you already sent? Uh-oh. How can you appreciate new people if you can't even appreciate the ones that's already standing you in your face, staring you in your face day in and day out? Amen. Hallelujah. We praying for things that we don't have, but don't appreciate the things we already have. Amen. And then we wonder why God is not blessing. He can't bless us being stubborn. He can't bless us being ungrateful. He can't bless us with anything if we're not faithful in what he has already given us. Amen. But Jesus, amen, he came in this world. He died and rose again. He accepted us. He has washed us clean. He has made us whole. He has made us free. And now we are accepted not only in heaven, but we are accepted in the body of Christ. So anybody that's in the body of Christ that don't receive you, they're not from God. Uh-oh. Anybody, if you are a Christian, you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord, personal Savior, but you have people who are in the body of Christ who say they love God, who say they believe in righteousness and holiness and holy and clean living, but they reject you and your ministry and they hate your guts, then something wrong with that picture. Hey, that's why in the Bible it says that God, and when he get ready to judge us, he's going to put the goats on this side and the sheep on that side. He's going to do the separation because there's a lot of cross-contamination going on. You don't know who's who and what and what. But if people are rejecting you, most likely they are not people of God. They have a form of godliness in denying the power. They're religious people. They don't have a relationship with God. They have a religion. Not a relationship. Amen. Glory to God. But people who are really connected to God, they're not going to reject you. They're going to receive you. They're going to receive that homeless man. They're going to receive that prostitute. They're going to receive that drug addict. They're going to receive. That's how you know those who truly have kingdom ministries, because their heart is open to receive people. They don't look at your current condition to whether they're going to receive you or not. They receive you because God has received them, and now that same power that Jesus had, that Jesus have, how he received us, we extend those same services to somebody else. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If we put God first, he will see to it that we are accepted by those who he want to be a part of our life. But we have to put God first. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to your life. He will see it. He will make it his goal to find you the husband of your dream. He will make it his he will make it his plan to find you the wife of your dreams. But your ways have to please the Lord. Amen. I hope this helped you. Those of you that are battling rejection, we bind that up in Jesus' name. Amen. Join me every day here at noon. Glory to God here at gabradio.org. God bless you all. I pray that this was an inspirational word, a motivated word for you, so you can go another day and say, look, I don't have to worry about people. I don't have to worry about evil people. Who God has for me is for me, and I just want people in my life that wants to be in my life. And that's the attitude you need. I want to be, I just want people in my life that's going to make me a better person, that's going to help me, and they're going to love me just as much as I love them. No more one-sided connections for 2019. I decree and declare that God will send you people that will not tolerate you, but motivate you and help you and push you to the things of God. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. And we just thank you for tuning in to GABRadio.org with Prophetess Shrita Furlough. Tune in next time at Holy Noon Talk broadcast right here at GABRadio.org.